Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. I want to talk about signal and noise. Nate Silver wrote a book called Signal and Noise. How do we differentiate between those two? That was a fascinating term to me when I first saw that. The signal and the noise. Think about that. What part of your life, when you think about your life, what do you know the difference between signal and noise? Have you thought about that very much? Obviously, signal is something you recognize. Someone is trying to get you to give you information. And of course, now remember, we have to differentiate between information that you think is right and information that you think is not right that might be right. Sometimes things that are scary to us, things that are frightening us, we don't like it and we turn away from it, but it may be giving us good information. Even though we don't like what's coming at us from someone else or from something else, even though we're not like that, we still need to decide, well, now, is that signal or is that noise? Just because it makes us uncomfortable, just because it gives us the wrong answer. You know, sometimes no, receiving no is the right answer. And I don't know about you, but in my life, I've worked really hard to accomplish something and I didn't make it happen. And I was so upset at myself because I didn't make it happen. And 3 months later or 30 days later, maybe even the next day, I'd look up into heaven and say, thank you, Lord, for not letting that happen. Because I was getting no and I wasn't listening. So what is signal and what is noise? And so that's an important thing for us to think about as we run our businesses. What's the difference between signal and noise? And signal is part of focus, isn't it? We've talked about focus a couple of times this week. Signal is part of focus. So if I'm focused, then I am avoiding the noise by definition. I'm avoiding the noise because I'm focused on what I'm trying to accomplish. I'm not scattershot. I'm not looking around. I'm not the shiny object. The squirrel is not distracting me. That's the noise. Those are noisy things. I'm focused on what we have to accomplish. What I'm trying to do. What my goal is. But I'm not so focused that I'm locked in on what our friend Joel Barker would call a paradigm. You know, a paradigm is a paradigm is a set of rules. That's plain and simple. A paradigm is a set of rules. Most of the time, most paradigms are things that we have established for ourselves. A set of rules. For example, I like a certain color. You like a certain color. Believe it or not, that's your color paradigm. And so I'm more attracted to that that palette, so to speak, that color palette. And so we have to be careful that when we're focusing, we're avoiding the noise. But while we're avoiding the noise and we're consciously avoiding the noise, we're saying no to certain things. We're not letting certain things in. We have to be careful that when we're doing that, that information is coming toward us from the world, from the marketplace. As we put ourselves out there, as we seek the signal, we have to be careful that we're not seeing some things that are signal, that is a signal, we're not mischaracterizing it as noise. Don't call things noise just because you don't agree with it. Don't call things noise just because it makes you uncomfortable. Don't call things noise because it's a door that you're trying to open and it won't open. You have, and this is the challenge that we all have, especially as small business owners. It's the challenge that we all have around when is the door supposed to be locked and when am I supposed to go around the door or through the door? When am I supposed to accept that the door is supposed to be locked because on the other side of that door is danger and peril. Let's call it peril. And when am I supposed to knock that door down? That's the hard part. And I will tell you, folks, in my lifetime, in my career, I have made many mistakes learning that lesson. And I've accomplished a lot learning that lesson. And I've given this advice to other people over the years. And not that many years ago, I would say to them, you need to pay attention to this because I'm still making payments on this mistake. When I learned this lesson I'm teaching you right now, that cost me money. I'm still making payments on that. And so we all have to make payments on the times that we handle the signal the wrong way. We mischaracterize it as noise when it really was signal, but it was telling us things that we didn't want to know. And this is the kind of thing that we have to deal with as the CEO of our company. Managers, when we're the manager, a manager takes the plan that everybody has decided or the owner or the leader has decided what you're going to do. The manager takes that and executes it. Not without feedback, but basically, this is what we've decided. I'm moving forward. I'm marching on. I'm taking the hill. CEOs decide what that is, and the signal and the noise. That's the world of the CEO. The signal and the noise. The CEO's job is to look into the future, to focus forward, and say, okay, what's coming at me? Is that signal or is it noise? And if it's noise, if I think it's noise, now the signal we like, no worries, we got that. That's signal. That's good information. I like that. That's not a problem. But the noise problem, the noise information, the noise stimulus coming at us that's trying to distract us from our focus, the noise is what we have to differentiate and make sure that we know the difference between real noise, distractions, baloney, whatever, and the part of the signal that we just don't like, that may be giving us good information, even though we don't like it. I'm Jim Blessinger. More on signal and noise after the break. Stay with us. Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.